Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ejaculated so aggressively that one of his testicles actually like popped out of his cock hole.
Oh, yuck.
So yeah, I'm like hesitant to watch corpse porn.
Yuck.
Welcome to episode number 6 of the Klishnir Fokure Marish Fully Knir Papa Nia. We're coming straight out of the house.
Hampton.
Excuse me? On this episode is a crazy one, right? We got a lot of crazy shit going on. We got questions we're going to answer. We got a science time is back. We got a P.O. box, which it's a bit sad, by the way. I'm holding up two letters. So send us some shit. Otherwise, we're going to have to pretend that you guys are sending shit and send us stuff ourselves. And then there's a prank call.
Yeah, it's just so many.
It's just fucking nuts. But anyway, coronavirus.
Marty spiked me on the weekend with two caps. Not yeah. just one, two caps after me taking a cap half an hour before I was spiked with two caps.
So we went out to the coast for a friend's party and Michael's like, oh no, I don't want to do drugs while I'm out because his face just melts when he's had MDMA and it looks
caves in
disgusting.
Like a black
hole. It's fucking it's a disgusting. He looks like someone you just want to shake until they just pass out. Like it's just fucking disgusting the way.
Did you see it? Did it come out?
I can't really remember.
Yeah, it was
not much. Definitely, you've definitely been much worse. Anyway, yeah. So a few of us were spiking Michael's drink, and it was very funny. Don't ever do that. Obviously,
we don't do it ever so do you don't have friends. To do it.
Yeah, I was just seeing what it was like to spike someone so that I could report to you guys what it's like. And like it's funny, but it's probably not worth the danger.
I don't remember shit either. And I just remember sitting there going, how the fuck can I get this munted off one cap?
Yeah. It was very funny. I was laughing a lot behind
That's
your back.
So imagine if I died, as Matt said.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That would have been like the ultimate
icing,
prank.
The icing on top of the cake.
Oh, prank gone wrong in brackets. I killed my mate.
We bought weapons today.
Yeah, so coronavirus, it's here. It's fucking shit up. By the time you listen to this, it'll be a week after we bought these weapons. And then we'll see. We'll see if we were right in buying these weapons. We also bought some canned food and stuff like that. And like, oh, you guys are the problem. We have to panic buy because everyone else is panic buying. If we don't panic buy, there'll be nothing left to buy. So we also have to panic buy. So everyone out there, panic, panic, panic. Get to the stores. Buy as much as you can. Buy any food that'll last longer than a few months. Quickly, go and buy it. Buy some weapons because there will definitely
start
be looting.
Looting, start
riots.
Looting. You can even, why not?
Any businesses closed down?
Assaults,
attack.
Okay.
Attack. Get there. Get it done. Quickly, hide. Attack. Anyway, so that's shit talk for the week. And
I bought a tent. I got 4 cases. Of beer, and which I should have fucking got more. And he's that's only going to last like a week.
4 large bottles of weed oil as well. So, you know, we're prepared. If worse comes to worse and we have to stay indoors, we'll still be able to make videos and film podcasts, which is lovely. By the way, if you're isolated because of coronavirus,
sucked in.
But to make it better, our website, 6 hours of unseen content on there now.
That's
six
almost 2 weeks.
Hours. So that's like 2 evenings worth. And it's only $5 US a month.
Which you could is, even... Oh, don't give me the
Which is
idea.
Like $100 Australian.
I was going to say, just sign up. And just, then watch it all and then just fucking cancel
yep,
your subscription.
You can do that. No, you can. If you want to just sign up, binge watch everything and then unsubscribe, go for it. I don't care.
That'd be pretty sad.
Fine. It's fine. No.
All that work for $5.
The other thing about the website is we do a monthly Q&A. You get to join a cute little Facebook group where, you know, you can talk to us. So it's not just content. But yeah, if you want to do that, go for it.
Yeah, I guess it's better than nothing.
People do it with Netflix and Stan all the time. You might as well do it with our shit.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Do it. Cancel.
Cancel. Everyone cancel their fucking subscription.
Yeah, this podcast is sponsored by the University of Markle website. So if you want to support the podcast, sign up to the website. 6 hours and 2 weekly videos a week. That's strong.
There's like what? Normally 1 extended cut from all the science or prank videos.
And we're going to start filming website exclusive shit only soon. Right? So there'll be like shit you can't see anywhere else. Anyway, enough of that plugging that. I feel a bit sick plugging it so aggressively, but just do it. Just do it.
Yeah, what? It's, yeah. Just
exactly. If you don't like it, you can unsubscribe. All the feedback's pretty good, though. Anyway, next segment is named... And this is just a segment where we answer questions that you guys have sent in.
Via Instagram, Marty Michael. We're just about to hit a mil.
Wait!
Oh, let's watch. Let's see if we have.
All right. Let's see if we've hit 1 million on Instagram.
We're on 999. 3 sixes upside down. Let's see what happens.
We were on 9,999,200 followers before this podcast started. So by the time you hear this...
We'll be well over.
Yeah, oh, we'll probably be at 2 mil. At the moment, oh, we're so close. We've gone up another 500 followers.
We need 240.
By the end of this podcast, we should be on a million. Holy shit, 47
more.
By the way,
maybe then we'll be happy.
By the way, I forgot to do on this day. So Matt's carefully, you know, it takes him. I've seen him. He comes over at about 11 a.m. and starts researching for the on this day.
Yeah, he leaves segment. Wholesome way early.
Yeah, yeah. He pretends he just tells them that he's like, you know, busy in a meeting or something, and then leaves. Hasn't been caught yet, and then he comes here early to write these on this days. So, you know, and it takes a fair bit of research. Like, some of this stuff I've never heard of. Some of this stuff doesn't make the news. So, Matt Brown has come up with these on this days. Matt Brown from Wholesome. Matthew Brown wrote this. No one else.
Matthew Brown. Gregory Brown.
On this day in 1965, Harvey Weinstein witnessed his father sucking himself off.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm sure it didn't really affect him.
Yeah, no. Probably some way, maybe.
I don't even know you could do that. That would
you think it then he'd just start hacking into himself. Not
try to suck yourself off.
I have.
Now.
I know, I'd have to get my legs up over. I can...
You can lick...
I've told you this. Yeah,
you can lick the knob. Michael can lick his knob.
Yeah. It's difficult. Try it, adults, not kids.
All right, next one. On this day in 1921, Bruce Willis was born as a 28-year-old man and only started aging again in the early 90s. Well, so he was 28. He's been 28 for the, you know, a big chunk of his life. So there you go. I didn't know that.
We have always been massive fans of Bruce Willis.
Yeah, and like, you know, something, a little fact like that just sort of, you know.
Confirms it, yeah.
What a good guy. He's born 28-year-old.
He feels so safe. Male, female, kid,
killed
adult.
His mother. Killed his mother at birth because, you know, as a 28-year-old man climbing out of
He was a big lad. And he still looks good.
Yeah, he still looks... It's good. Bruce Willis.
He's just above us.
Bruce Willis watches the show. Mate, Brucey, mate, it looks like we're not going to be able to make it to LA anytime soon, but mate... You hang on to that bloody... You keep those beers cold, mate, because I'll tell you what, August, September, mate, we'll come knocking at your door, brother. Put us in the granny flat like you did last time, mate, because this one's going to piss your couch again.
We'll play some darts.
Fucking Brucey. On this day, in 1879, floods were invented when this dude left the hose on and fell asleep.
Fuck. That's how it all...
1879. So that's how...
What about Noah?
I think that's a myth.
So just a stupid, dumb, stupid lie.
Fake news.
Imagine if Noah was listening. Actually, I'm pretty sure he does listen to the podcast.
I'm pretty sure Donald Trump is Noah.
Yeah.
I think.
Storm's coming.
All right. Last one from on this day from Matthew Brown from Wholesome. On this day in 2020, very recently, I carefully placed a marble in my ass and felt it slide up into my body. Even now as I write this, I'm overcome with anxiety as I'm not quite sure what to do.
Did it ever come out?
Matt. And he signed it off, Matt Brown, at the end to show that he's definitely written this.
Did it?
It's not really like an on this day, Matt, but like, yeah.
There was a time, so we can connect here, Matt.
Disgusting.
I was in year 10 and I was trying to impress the boys in the schoolyard, as you do. And like, no one, everyone, there was a 5 cent coin. No one wanted to swallow it. I was like, fuck it, I'll just do it. So I swallowed the 5 cent coin and I never ever saw it again.
Matt, similar to your story just now that you've written for us to read on the podcast.
I saw the marble again.
Ooh. You lucky. Man, lucky imagine duck. If there was still a 5 cent coin in
your body. Could be. That's smart.
Yeah, I'm a bank.
He's a piggy bank.
It might explain the hemorrhoids.
Yeah, right now, after the big bender we had on the weekend, I now have a hemorrhoid forming.
Can you show us?
It's uncomfortable. I'll show you. You can have a look.
All right, I'll try and describe it for those listening. I've seen it many times before. It looks like a pea-sized flesh ball. You can stand a little further away from me if you could. Yeah, I can see one forming on the upper right quadrant of his asshole.
Remember yesterday when we were at yours?
Purple in color and like a pea pushing up against the skin. That's what it looks like a pea.
Because remember how yesterday I was like, oh man, my ass is burning?
Yeah.
Because of jalapenos and obviously there's blood and shit in a hemorrhoid forming.
Yeah.
So now that's why it was burning all day.
Yeah, we figured it out. Thank God.
Science. But yeah, that's my life.
Anyway, on to the questions, eh? Let's get on to the questions.
I'm all good. Okay. First question is from T.S. I'm Ass Pavlos. This question is for your next podcast. Why aren't you guys verified yet? Yous are such good at YouTubers, but not verified. Just makes no sense. Hope yous do get verified. Love you both. Always making me laugh.
We, look, on Instagram, you need a lot of mainstream media attention to be verified, like a lot of it. We've had a small amount, but not a lot. And I know we have a lot of followers, but we've only had that account. That our Instagram account is only a year and 6 months old, really? A year and a half old, and we're on a mil. So, the number doesn't matter.
Almost a mil.
The number doesn't really matter. All that matters is the media attention. There are people on like 5,000 followers who are verified just because they've been in the news a fair bit. So, it's just a waiting game. It's just a waiting game. But, you know.
Maybe with that billboard.
Yeah, you'd think so. But I'm starting to get a bit, no one fucking cares about a billboard when the coronavirus is destroying 80-year-olds.
Yeah, we're about to go into isolation, like everyone in the country.
So we've spent so much money on...
You did, dickhead, not me.
We together, joint decision, spent all this money on all these billboards and now no one is going to be driving past them. You know what I mean?
Chose to convince me in private later. Oh, dude, it'll be, you know, tax deductible and eventually...
Well, you owe me money.
It'll help with fucking...
Like, I dipped into my... You owe me money. He owes me money. I had to dip into... I don't want to get into it, but yeah, I've sent him an invoice.
I looked good though, so thank you. But yeah, no one's going to see it, so we don't get any fucking growth.
All right, next question. So yeah, we will get verified eventually, but it might take just a little bit longer.
TJ Venek, he's asked, this is a question for Michael. We have seen you eat a lot of shit in your day. If you had to pick a certain type of shit to eat, what kind of shit do you prefer?
Great question.
Dog.
Dog shit.
Because dog shit, there's something up with human shit. It's more fucked than animal shit, I reckon.
Can I ask a side question about shit? Just wondering, how many different species of shit have you eaten? Obviously, human and dog.
It's just human and dog.
No, surely there's been something else. What about birds that you've sucked?
Birds, no. I think there's been there's been two occasions with dog shit. One for a video, one at Kick-Ons. And then one occasion when we were in Europe, I think we told this story in a previous podcast where I just wanted you guys to get up and go to the bar at 7 a.m.
So he ate shit. His own
My
shit.
Own shit in a hostel I would in front think of many, many strangers.
I would think that a dried cow pat, like it'd be dry in your mouth, but flavorless and
horse shit would be doable, I reckon, because it is just grass.
Like, I haven't eaten cow shit, but I've been around, you know, cows.
You've been inside where they shit from.
Stood in it. I've wrestled in it. I've ejaculated on it. And it's always, you know, odorless, flavorless. I haven't tasted it, but I've had my face smooshed into it when I was locked in a battle with a heifer, a large heifer, and she was the leader of her herd, and it took a good hour.
Did you win?
Struggle, yeah. Yeah, I won.
Did she get some good hits on you, though?
Oh, man, she was strong, can't I? She had me pinned down in her own shit.
Yeah, that's fucked your pride. But then how did you get it back?
Well,
it
filled me with rage when she had a hoof on my skull, pushing it into her shit. But then I just grabbed it and with my other hand, I smashed her knee joint. So it snapped the knee. And that was the turning point in the...
She couldn't keep her body. Was she like huge
and then
fat?
She fell to the ground. And then, yeah, I sort of twisted the broken leg and pulled it up as hard as I could. And then, I took over.
Did you take her life?
Well, I left her in a pretty bad way. She was still breathing, but it was shallow, deep breaths, and she was gargling blood in her lungs. So, you know, chances are she's gone. But, you know.
Each their own, right?
All fair in love and war, brother. Cheers to that heff.
I reckon horse shit would be the easiest to eat.
Bird shit's small.
Yeah, but it's so fucking gunky. I want dry poo. Dry poo's nice.
Yeah, dried poo would be nice.
Yeah. It's better than wet poo. Yeah. It's hard to do that. Like, it's a hard stunt to fully commit to swallowing the shit. Hurts. Like, because then for like half an hour, hours after, every burp tastes like shit.
Yeah, I remember.
God damn it. Anyway, I'm fine. I'm happy. Bentley with two Ys dot one has asked. Here's a good question, lads. Has the billboards helped your channel since you put them up?
Not really, no. We haven't noticed any. The video was good. The video did good and is doing well, but it's slowed down a lot. But no, the billboards haven't really done shit.
Yeah, I guess we spoke about that.
I think we got a few more listeners on podcasts. If you're a listener from the billboards, comment on the YouTube channel, hey, mate. Yeah, just letting you know here that, I listened to your podcast where you asked us to comment if we're a listener from the billboards, and you wanted me to comment exactly what I'm saying right now. And look, yeah, listen, mate, yeah, I saw you from the billboards.
Next question.
If you come from the billboards, comment that on this podcast on the YouTube channel. Does that make sense?
I think so.
Yeah, comment that.
Bailey. I'm Bailey.
This is Michael's boyfriend's cousin?
Yeah, Lockie's cousin, yep. He's asked, what do you do since there are no shit tickets? Left, I personally like to grab the peanut butter and go into the dog kennel. The rest is history.
What's shit tickets?
Oh, toilet paper.
Ah, of course.
It's not a concern. Shower. Have a little rinse, wipe your bum.
Yeah, well, yeah. You think like, yeah.
Or shit in the shower.
Well, shit in the toilet, because usually toilets are very close to showers, and then you just walk to the shower and rinse your asshole.
It's nice just shitting
and like if
and worst, wiping in the shower.
Worst case scenario, I would just have a shit towel and then just wash it once every 2 days.
Wow, I didn't even think
a
of
shit
that.
Towel
That's
for
a
the
great
family.
Perspective.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's so smart.
Or a shirt, like a one of Mon's dresses.
Oh man, we're gonna need
some of those
charge,
dresses.
Man.
We're gonna need charge after this. The material is like would be perfect. It would, you know, a lot of friction, so it would grip onto a lot of the mess. Anyway, next question.
All right, this one is from Sam_W_Nora.
Oh.
Don't know. Do you know how much joy and positivity you guys actually spread? If yes, then how much?
That's
a pretty good question.
There's a lot. We spread a lot of love, a lot of joy. We make the world a better place. You know, people are always like, oh.
They're so dumb.
Oh, look, you're so lucky. Look how lucky you are. You get to do that. You get to do all that. Like, where, first of all.
Yeah, I have no idea the fucking sacrifices.
You got no idea.
All right, this one's from Callum.McCarvey.
There's another couple of bowls in the car, babe. I'm starting to stock up for coronavirus.
How does it feel to be the best at everything?
Yeah, it's normal.
It was
now.
Good, but now shit's hitting the fan. It's like, oh, fuck. Of course. As soon as we become the best man ever, everything goes to shit.
Yeah, well, like, we you know. It's not, you know.
It's not that bad, though.
But it's not.
You'll be fine. It's normal. Just the economy and fucking everything's going to
just
be out of
whack.
Well, I
think he means, how does it feel, like, us personally being the best, you know, some of the best.
Empty still. I'm still.
Well, yeah. Like, it's not fulfilling. It's just normal now. Like, we just are, like, the best. But at the end of the day, if you don't. If your goal isn't to be the best man in the world, then being the best man in the world isn't going to really do it for you. So that's sort of where we're at. You know what I mean? That's not our end goal. When we started, we weren't like, oh, we're just going to be the best in the world.
We were already. No one knew.
It just happened. We just happened to become the best in the fucking very best in the world. Shit's a bit fucked right now, but like, yeah. We'll be back to the very best. It's just all this coronavirus stuff just really makes it hard to be the best, like,
yeah.
Bruce,
and we
Bruce
had a break
Willis.
From we had a break from the podcast, so we sort of, I don't know, we lost our train of thought,
and we've done a lot of you know, a lot of drugs, and you know, we've you got King hit, and that sort of fucked shit up for a while.
Yeah, it slowed me down for a week,
like right in the back,
locked jaw as well,
hit in the back, and he got a locked jaw,
just Macca's chips. Yeah, I don't know, it's just like normal, but
being
it's
the
okay.
Being the best is normal to us.
Yeah.
That is our answer to that question.
Atomic Coffee Heart. Does Michael dislike the feeling of having toenails? That's what we forgot to mention.
Michael,
I'm in agony right now. Can we show them on the podcast?
Yeah, yeah. Go. I'll start explaining the story. You see if you can twist your leg up so that people watching on YouTube can see this.
This is so bad. On
the weekend when we were out drinking.
This is after you spiked me.
Yeah, so Michael's been spiked by someone. No one's sure who. And then, oh, fuck me, dude. And then, you know, there was other people there that we hadn't met before, some of our friends' friends, right? And one of them asked Michael, oh, you know, is this shit you do, like, real, man? Like, it seems crazy and seems like it's too crazy to be real. Then to prove that what we do is legitimate, Michael took his sock off and his shoe off and tore his big toenail off, similar to what he did in one of our very ever first viral videos. And now he's been in agony ever since.
Throbbing. At night's the worst because you've settled down. No part of your body's moving. So everything in your brain just goes straight to your toe.
Can you imagine being that guy?
It sucks, dude.
Imagine being that guy.
I regret it.
He fucking asks, like, is what you do real? And then you rip a toe. Like, and just for him.
I know. We didn't even film it.
Just for that one person.
We didn't even film it because I was spiked. So I wasn't thinking straight.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have been spiked, maybe.
_ Joshua Todd's asked, how much money would it take for you to chop off your middle toe?
Middle toe? It'd have to be a fair bit now. Ask me 2 years ago.
I mean, 10 grand, you would have.
Middle toe? Middle toe, 10 grand.
I reckon now, 100K.
Yeah.
Depends on how you do it, too.
Yeah, yeah, it'd have to be. I'd prefer to have it surgically removed. I'd take a reduction in payment to have it surgically removed.
I'd do 90K for, yeah, surgery, 100K for just like a guillotine thing that someone just presses.
I'd probably
real
do
quick.
50K for surgically removed. They knock you out, you wake up and your toe's gone. You get painkillers from a doctor. 30K.
Yeah, true, that's a win-win.
30K. 20K.
Yeah.
15. I'll do it for 10K.
Let's do it now.
Any doctors listening, I'll do it for 5K.
I'll pay you to do it to
$500.
Me. $500.
Done. For $200.
All right. So we'd pay $200 to get our middle toe chopped off.
Exactly.
Sam_King.81. Hey, guys. I was just going to ask a question for your podcast. Has anyone ever gotten angry at you for doing your science experiments? And what happened? Sorry, not a great question. Hey, it's not bad. That's different.
That's not bad. That's not bad, right?
A lot of the shit they send in is the same questions.
Yeah.
So this is nice. No, because science, we normally keep it away from the public.
Look, we've had the cops call on us during science experiments, but that when they rock up and see that we're just fucking retards who just don't even really know how to speak, then they're like, oh, they're just some kids playing in the backyard. That's sort of how they talk to us. Oh, are you having a fun day, hey? You playing with balloons or something? All right, well, have a good day. Try and keep it down. That's how they talk to us. So we've had cops call, you know, with noise complaints, but the science experiments, we don't involve the public because no one needs to be exposed to that sort of high-level research and science.
They wouldn't get
confusing.
It.
It's just confusing.
That's why
people.
Cops get called. Yeah. It's just too fucking... It's
people
too much
think
shock.
That we're like wizards or something. People think, oh, there's two wizards out the front performing miracles. That's very common feedback that we get when police come to talk to us. So, yeah. And in a way, like you know, I'm trying to stay humble, but in a way, we are wizards. We are magicians.
Well, I bought a crystal ball.
And like we are so intelligent, like our intelligence is on a different level. It's hard for you fucking idiots, everyone, you know, most people to relate to. You know what I mean? Most people are just normal, and we're just like triple, quadruple that. You know what I mean? It's hard to explain unless you have this high level cogs turning genius.
Gears, heaps of gears in the brain.
So many. I don't even make sense.
DW40, so it's all lubed up, so really clear functioning.
White light. White light when I sleep.
Yeah.
All right, last question.
All right, this one's from Taurus_Elizabeth8, and she's asked, this is for you. Can you please do some racist comments in German, just for a laugh, and of course for science? Now, you don't have to do racist, but fuck it. It's Germans are, well, you guys were,
Germans are German.
Yeah, you guys were a bit racist for a bit. That's factual.
Well, you know what? It's hard, it's... generalizing Germans as racist is racist.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Racist pig. Racist pig.
But I reckon, okay, let's just go into character here. Marty, I reckon, okay, just do an angry, like sexual, like a very sexual dad.
Ringworm Michael sent that question in. Ringworm Michael.
Michael
just wants me to say something racist on the podcast. Well, Michael, it's not going to happen, okay? I'm not going to be racist in any language because that's wrong.
Okay, just be an angry sexual dad. Dude, that is spot on. That's Klaus.
Well, I'm just, you know, that's just what my dad used to do. Anyway,
please, dude, just an angry outburst. I love it. Hearing Marty talk on the phone to his mum makes me laugh harder than fucking seeing an old person fall over, but it's okay after they fall over.
Maybe you can introduce the next segment in German.
Yeah.
So much pressure right now.
Oh, dude. I love this shit, man. It's so funny, this language.
All right, on to our next segment, which has been very recently renamed. It's been renamed to... Meine Scheiße stinkt wie deine Tante.
Oh! How's that even make sense?
It doesn't really.
Meine Schneider snicknicks und Bekleider. That was amazing. Thank you. Great question from Elizabeth.
And in this segment, we open stuff that you guys have sent into our PO box. So let's get into that. All right, we have a letter. The letter says, "It's great watching your two faces put Stephen Hawking through his paces, but Fallon, Irwin and Charmy and that annoying Pom Hanby can asphyxiate themselves with these laces."
So, holy shit.
So this person hasn't written their name, but that's okay. They don't need to. And obviously, I would want to remain anonymous as well. They want our fellow influencers and friends to hang themselves with these laces. And we'll ask them. Honestly, we will ask them. I'll send them a photo this after and be like, boys... Oh. Just a suggestion, maybe hang yourself with the laces. Like, we'll ask him because it's only fair. The person's gone all this trouble all the way from.
They didn't even put
Connecticut.
Really? Oh yeah. What is that real?
Oh yeah.
Connecticut mudslide.
All right, next letter and last letter for the P.O. Box. Pretty shit segment today, guys. Anyway, yeah. Send some virus. If if you have coronavirus, cough into a jar, bottle it up, send
it to us. Do that. Yeah.
We'll inhale it.
Oh, please do that.
All right, here we go. All right, let's see, first of all, if this... All right, this is from Chris from Louisville in KY, Kansas.
It's not Louisville, is it?
That's where Dorothy's from.
Louisville.
Wizard of Oz. Like, she was from there.
Louisville is pronounced here in Australia. Louisville, KY. All right, so it looks like this person has done some drawings for us. So here we have a picture of... And what I'm assuming is a maybe like you've had sex with an Asian lady and this is your 30-year-old Asian half Australian son.
Oh yeah, I can see he's got.
Yeah, so Michael's right had a had a son with an Asian lady and now the son is 30 years old and it's a picture of him saying, "Give us a crack," and I'm assuming he means give us some crack because your future son, of course, will be a crack addict. So yeah, it's quite intelligent, nice. Very very insightful.
He looks a bit deformed. Look how big he's like gap between his nose and eyes are.
Future son, crack addict, definitely will be deformed. We have one more picture here. so this is a picture here of a small cartoon character. He's yellow, like really yellow, and it says he's got a little speech bubble. It says Martin to serve. And that's from that sports ball video. So it's nice, yeah. Possibly my future son with some sort of nutrition deficiency.
Yeah, what's it called? Like Lyme's disease? Or
causing him to become...
No, Jordan or Jordis.
Jordan.
When they're born, Jordis, I think.
Jordan.
It's called Jordis. Jaundice. Is that it? Jaundice. There you go.
So yeah.
Future kid's going to have a jaundice.
So Michael's future
mine's
kid
gonna
will be
have a gap between his eyes and nose.
Half fucking Asian crack addict and my future son will be a yellow athlete. Thank you. That is all for P.O. Box this week. And let me tell you, thank you.
Yeah. You guys are so good to us.
Too good. Like sometimes I'm like, what?
We hit a mil.
Oh, we hit a mil on Instagram. Les Allen-Lee.
Oh, man. It's definitely not what I thought it'd be.
This is a cause for celebration. Oh, that looks good.
No, yeah, there's a good... I'm on a high for a little bit.
Let me just quickly... Okay. Let me just quickly... I'm going to do a plug to the podcast as well. Hey, guys. We just hit a mil on Instagram. We're halfway through our podcast and we just wanted to stop and say, yeah, whatever. Hurry up, 2 mil. Hurry up, 2 mil!
I tried to scout beer to be cool.
Oh my God! I can smell it!
I feel sick. I've made myself a bit sick. No, I'm okay. I'll be all right. Oh, I regret that.
Time for the next segment, and it's called which, of course, is science time. Weird segment name, Matthew Brown. Wholesome. Headquarters at Milton there. Might close down soon. Someone might get corona. What have you got for us this week, Michael?
Okay. Have you heard of electricity?
No, why don't you tell us some more?
Well, it's what we use to power the lights and the TVs. So
that's unbelievable. He's blowing up a balloon now. The balloon is colored.
So there is another form of electricity called static electricity.
I'm excited.
And this one's created from God himself. Not just fucking Energex and fucking...
Origin and...
Alinta. Alinta is a very big...
To wear with.
Isn't it? I think I'm with them too.
My girlfriend's here watching. Wear with Alinta. Alinta? Come on.
No, Matt's with Wholesome.
Yeah, Matt's with Wholesome, of course. Wholesome powers his house.
So, basically, thinking about it this way.
Listen.
Ooh. Yeah, think about it that way first. And secondly, all right, somehow It's in the future.
So Michael's just blown up this colorful balloon and he's trying to tie it.
It's 3020, so 1,000 years from now. And your kid somehow is made of metal and he's fucking fat. He is so fat.
I've actually had premonitions about this.
So like, your kid's so fat and he's tripped over. He's got a new virus. It's even worse than the corona.
Abortion.
Yeah, you should have killed him, but you didn't. And now he's there lying on the road and everyone's evacuating, going nuts. You know, 3020. And you've got to move him somehow. And he's made of metal because they're all, it'll probably be robots by then.
Yeah, 100%. It's a fact that everyone will be metal.
All right. Say, obviously, it'll be pro gay marriage still in 3020. So I'm with my husband. We've got our fucking metal kid. We need to move him because we got to get him away from the city because of an even harder, scarier virus. So may I use my partner's head?
Yes.
Bang! Oh, he scared me. So this is called static electricity, children. And this is how you remove your fat future kid.
They have to be fat. If they're thin or rectangular.
Yeah, because he just walk. And he's metal.
If they were thin and rectangular, this would be not as effective.
Watch this.
Wow. So Michael's just rubbed the balloon against my hair and then held it near the can. And the can moves towards the balloon, so he's able to move it in whatever direction he wants. And wow.
Thanks, guys.
Wow.
That's wizard stuff. That's back to where the wizard.
You know what? You know what? It is. It's fucked. It's wizard. Wizardry. Scientists. Wizards. Wizard is just the old school name for scientists.
Merlin.
All right.
Merlin.
All right, let's move on to our last segment, which has been renamed.
Fucking hell, dude.
Sorry.
Oh,
I'm so glad.
Still ringing.
Sorry.
Oh, it's turn it down. How do I do that? Get it back. Who is it? How do you make it do normal?
Talk now.
Stop.
Tell me when it's fine. That's lower than mine now, look. Just tell me when it's fine.
Okay, it's done. Next segment, hurry up.
All right, here we go. The prank calls. This is a segment where we just do prank calls. Hey, guys, I have a prank call for you. So basically, this guy I work with just changed power companies. And then he had the power company he changed from win him back over with cheaper rates. We listen to your podcast in the ute every Tuesday morning, and I've introduced him to your content. I think it would be fucking hilarious if you rang him posing as an Origin energy manager claiming that he scammed one of their workers into getting him a better price. Oh, this is fucking good shit. Very good, James. Whoever, James, legend. This is the type of detail we need for a great prank call.
We've said it before.
Hello, Kate speaking.
G'day, Kate. My name's Brian Cullen. I'm just calling on behalf of Origin Energy. Do you have 5 minutes for a quick chat?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think recently you've spoken to one of our employees about possibly changing energy companies, and then she's given you a reduced rate, and now you're sitting on a reduced rate with Origin Energy. Is that correct? Does that ring a bell?
Yeah,
mate. So look, the account has been passed on to to someone higher up, and what she's done is actually illegal, right? So she can't actually do that. And look, I don't really know how to bloody tell you this, mate, but there is an outstanding fee on your account, and we're going to need you to fix it up. And your rate before she spoke to you will be your rate ongoing. So, yeah. So we just sort of got to give you a call and let you know that that it's it's not going to work.
You can set up a payment plan.
And you know, we've given you option. We're going to give you options too. Obviously, you can pay off. I think it's a $500 fee. You can pay it off in installments, or you can pay it off in one go, or whatever. Or you know, alternatively, once you've paid this, we can let you go and move on to whatever energy company you want. But the rates that we have, we sort of have to enforce. And the person you spoke to she's been fired.
What?
So there's a $502 fee outstanding at the moment with Origin Energy. We have to call you, and this happens occasionally. One of the people on our sales team says something that we cannot deliver, and then we sort of, you know, got a call and backtrack. But yeah, there's a $502 fee outstanding on your account now. And if you, it says here, if you don't pay within 5 business days, that we'll have to shut the power off to your residence, unfortunately.
At least start a payment.
So what do you want me to do?
So we will shortly email you the existing bill on your account, and if you could pay that straight away, that would be great. Alternatively, we can put you on a payment plan. You can pay it off in 4 to 5 days. Or
I'm not paying it. You's fucked up.
What
are you talking about? I was trying to change to save money, and now you're putting a bill on me.
Well, again, it was one of our employees, and we've trained all of our sales staff not to, say things that they can't deliver. So, and she has been reprimanded for that as well. So, and you know, unfortunately, we can't just let people get away with, paying less all of a sudden, because you know we're trying to run a company, and at the end of the day, it's sort of it's like you're stealing, really. So we have to send you.
No, it's not at all like I was stealing. All your phone calls are recorded, aren't they?
Of course, of course, for training purposes.
I listen to how she explained it to me.
Yeah.
Fucked up. You're wearing it. I'm not paying it.
Well,
so I don't want to continue on this conversation, because I don't even know who you are, is who you're saying you are. So unless you send me something in writing, an email or a letter, saying that this is what's happened, then I'll talk about it. But right now, our conversation is over, because I don't know.
Look, mate, I've got your details on file. I've got your details on file. I'm about to send you an email with the bill, but I'm just letting you know.
Send me an email and then call me back, because I don't really want to.
I'm letting you know that your electricity will be cut off within 5 business days if you don't pay the bill.
I don't really care, mate.
You don't care if your electricity gets shuts off. Well, that's bullshit, mate. If your electricity gets shuts off, your fucking quality of life goes down the shithole. Do you fucking hear me? You pay that bill or we'll send our boys around to collect. You fucking hear me?
Okay, do that.
Yeah, the boys are coming. The boys are coming with the cavalry. So you fucking better get out of that house, because they'll be taking furniture. Do you understand me?
Oh, that makes me happy.
And I work at Origin Energy. That was a legit work call.
Holy shit, dude. Let's never let him know that it was all good. Let's just leave him thinking that it's all fucked.
That's the end of our podcast, episode 6 for the year. And let me tell you what.
I reckon we are.
Cut.
No, we are now. We're the best.
We're back and we're the best.
I will skull and not fuck up to finish.
I will fucking skull this to you fucking...
To show we're the best.
We're the best. You threw up last time. Best!
See? That's best behavior.
Best!